Please be seated.
我们再一次来做结束的感谢祷告。
Let us once again give a prayer of thanks to conclude.
感谢主耶稣拣选我们，赐给我们这个在基督里头的这个特别的身份。
Thank our Lord Jesus Christ for giving us our identity.
也求他继续来带领保守，来帮助我们保守住这一个身份。
And let us ask him to give us protection and guidance.
我们也立志为了这个身份来努力。
And let us resolve to work for this identity.
请我们也为在德国的柯恩雄传道代祷。
Please let us all pray for Pastor Ko in Germany.
他这个回德国之后上星期五又动一个手术。
Since returning to Germany, he has once again underwent surgery.
那昨天有一个 email 说他在昏迷当中。
Yesterday, in an email, it said that he was in a state of unconsciousness.
那这个 email 上，这个电子邮件上面没有写说是因为药物的原因或者说有什么危机但是我们总是我也还没有新的消息但是我们就是继续为他祷告。
The email did not specify whether his condition was due to medical or medicine or due to other reasons, but this is all that I have heard of.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
那些以色列人。
And verse 5 records that God moved the Israelites.
所以很多的时候神的工作一定是有人受到感动而来从事。
So oftentimes, the work of God involves God moving someone.
那其他的人就来配合这些带领的人。
And others will support those who are going to do God's work.
所以有时候人会得到神，从神那里来特别的感动。
So sometimes people will receive special movement and motivation from God.
所以新约圣经里头说不要消灭圣灵的感动。
So the New Testament records that we should not extinguish the movement of the Holy Spirit.
那如果我们能够察觉得到这一个人所从事的事情是出于圣灵的感动，那我们要全力的去配合，全力的去支持。
And if we can find out that a person is being moved by the Holy Spirit, then we should support him fully.
好，那我们请看到第二章。
Let us turn to chapter 2.
当时很多这些以色列人，他们受到感动，他们就决定回到耶路撒冷去重建圣殿。
At the time, many Israelites were moved, so therefore they went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
那圣经在以斯拉记里头也详细着来记载着那个数目。
In the Bible, it also records in detail their numbers.
我们请看以斯拉记第二章六十四节。
Let us turn to chapter 2, verse 62, 64, chapter 2, verse 64 of Ezra.
会众共有四万两千三百六十名。
The whole assembly together was 42,360.
六十五节，此外还有他们的仆婢七千三百三十七名，又有歌唱的男女两百名。
Besides their male and female servants, of whom there were 7,337, and they had 200 men and women singers.
那所有的这些人呢又也很详细的记载着他们是属于哪一个家族，哪一个支派。
And of all these people being described, it records in detail what tribe they were from and what family they were from.
从第二章的三节到三十五节就在描写着哪些人是从哪一个家族出来的。
From chapter 2 verse 2 to verse 35, it records exactly what their families and households were.
那再看到二章的三十六节。
Let us take a look at chapter 2 verse 36.
就讲到那祭司的家族。
And it records the families of the priests.
啊，四十节到四十二节讲到这个利未人。
Verses 40 to 42 talks about the Levites.
那这利未人里头又包括着歌唱的跟守门的。
Among the Levites, there were singers and there were gatekeepers.
那四十三节提到有一组的人啊，叫做尼提林啊，就是在圣殿里头当仆人的。
Verse 43 talks about Nethamin, the household that were servants.
那在五十五节啊，有提到说这个有一组人呢，他们是所罗门的仆人的后裔。
Verse 55 talks about the descendants of Solomon's servants.
那五十九节说从特米拉哈特萨啊基利亚旦啊因脉上来的不能指明他们的宗族谱系是以色列人不是。
And in verse 59 it records, and these were the ones who came up from Tel Melah, Tel Harsha, Cherub, Adan, and Immer, but they could not identify their father's house or their genealogy, whether they were of Israel.
那也有很少部分的人呢，他们说不出来他们是从哪一个家族出来的。
And so there were a few who could not identify which household they were from.
就是他们没有办法讲清楚他们的身份。
That is, they could not clearly state their identity.
今天的生活里头，很多时候我们要啊证啊，我们要出啊这个这个啊，表明我们啊，我们是什么啊，我们的身份。
In our lives, we must state what our identity is.
啊，所以我们要身上总是要带着啊我们的驾照啊，我们的 ID 卡。
Therefore, we must always carry with us our driver's license and other forms of ID.
再请看63节。
Let us turn to verse 63.
63节说，这三家的人在族谱之中巡查自己的谱系，却找不着，因此算为不洁，不准供祭司的职任。
And the governor said to them that they should not eat of the most holy things till a priest could consult with the Urim and Thummim. 62. These sought their listings among those who were registered by genealogy, but they were not found, therefore they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled.
这里讲到说有些人呢，他们身份不清楚。
Here it records of some people whose identities were not clear.
那这个整个第二章呢，就是很详细的在记载这些人的身份。
Well, this chapter 2 basically records in great detail what the identities of people were.
这个在旧约时代啊，这是很重要的一件事情。
And in the Old Testament, this was considered to be a very important matter.
所以在旧约圣经里头，我们常常会看到他们很详细的记载着他们的族谱。
Thus, in the Old Testament, we can always see them listing in detail their ancestors.
就是到了耶稣的时代这种观念还是很强烈的。
And until the time of Jesus,This concept was very important.
比如说约翰福音第八章里头有一次耶稣在跟这些犹太人在谈到他们是谁的子孙。
For example, in John chapter 8, Jesus tells some people about his ancestors or their ancestors.
他们很强调的是我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They kept on emphasizing that they were descendants of Abraham.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十三节。
John chapter 8 verse 33.
他们八章三十三节。
John chapter 8 33.
他们回答说：“我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆。你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？”
They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?"
啊，这里犹太人他们向主耶稣强调说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Here the Jews emphasize to Jesus that they are the descendants of Abraham.
哦，他们在表明他们的身份。
They were stating their identity.
再请看三十九节。
Let us then turn to verse 39.
他们说我们的父就是亚伯拉罕。耶稣说你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham."
在这里他们再次的强调亚伯拉罕是我们的父。
Here again, they emphasize that Abraham was their father.
44节
Verse 44.
耶稣说你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私意你们偏要行。他从起初是撒旦的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Jesus said, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it."
但是主耶稣啊，在这里啊，却不承认啊，他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
But here we can clearly see that Jesus denied that they were the descendants of Abraham.
主耶稣说，因为你们所照你们所行的你们的父呢是你们是出于你们的父魔鬼。
Jesus told them, because of what you do, you are fathered by the devil.
所以在耶稣的时代啊，他们还是很强调的他们的身啊，他们的身份。
So we can see that in Jesus' times, they still emphasized who their identity was.
所以这个身份呢，在很多的时候里头，都是一件很重要的事情。
So identity in many times in the Bible is very important.
我们再请看约翰福音第一章。
Let us take a look at John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章19节。
John chapter 1 verse 19.
19节，约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里，问他说：“你是谁？”
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?"
在这里，犹太人呢，他们要来分辨出这个约翰的身份，施洗约翰的身份。
Here the Jews try to discern the identity of John the Baptist.
所以他们甚至这个亲自的问这个施洗约翰说：“你到底是谁？”
So they even asked him, "Who are you?"
那这个施洗约翰他很清楚知道自己的身份。
But John the Baptist knew his identity.
因为这个身份跟一个人的使命跟他整个人生的目的是有直接的关系。
Because a person's identity has to do with his mission.
我们知道施洗约翰他知道他的使命是什么。
We know that John knew what his mission was.
他告诉大家说我是那旷野的声音。
John said he is the voice of one calling out in the desert.
他是为主耶稣来预备道路的。
He came to prepare a way for Jesus.
所以施洗约翰的整个人生是一个很有目的的人，很有意义的人生。
So the life of John the Baptist was one filled with meaning and purpose.
因为他知道他的使命。
Because he knew his mission.
他之所以知道他的使命，是因为他知道自己的身份。
Because he knew his mission because he knew his identity.
我们再请看三十约翰福音的一章三十三节。
John chapter 1 verse 33.
33节，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
John said, I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
34节，我看见了就证明这是神的儿子。
34, and I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.
神为了让施洗约翰确定他的身份，
God, in order to let John the Baptist know his identity,
哦，所以让他看见这个在主耶稣身上所显出来的这一个神迹。
Thus, let him see the miracle that was done upon Jesus Christ.
哦，就是圣灵，他看见圣灵降下来，降在主耶稣的身上。
That is, he saw the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus.
哦，所以他就能够确定主耶稣的身份。
Therefore, he could confirm the identity of Jesus.
说这就是神的儿子。
That this was the son of God.
哦，那这也确定了施洗约翰的身份。
And this, in turn, confirmed the identity of John the Baptist.
在保罗的书信里头也是在强调的这个身份。
In Paul's letters, he also emphasizes this identity.
哦，所以我们从圣经里头来看到说，主耶稣啊，来提升啊，提升我们对身份的这一种看法。
So we can see here that Jesus elevates the way that we see the concept of identity.
哦，在旧约时代，他们所强调的是这个以色列啊，亚伯拉罕的子孙以色列人。
In the Old Testament, identity emphasized being the descendants of Abraham.
那在新约时代，从保罗的书信里头，我们来认识一下我们一个基督徒在耶稣里头我们真正的身份。
In the New Testament, from the letters of Paul, we can see what our identity is as Christians.
因为这个会跟我们的使命啊，跟我们整个人生的目的目标有直接的关系。
Because this concerns our mission and purpose in life directly.
啊，所以我们要认识我们在基督里头那真正的身份。
So we must recognize our true identity in Jesus Christ.
请看罗马书第三章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章二十四节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 24。
二十四节，如今蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus。
啊，第一个，我们被称义。
First of all, we have been justified。
啊，撒旦的意思就是控告者。
The purpose of Satan is.Or the meaning of Satan is one who accuses.
撒旦要控告人的不义。
Satan is to accuse the unrighteousness of mankind.
但是因为我们已经被称义了，所以撒旦就不能够再控告我们。
But because we have been justified, therefore Satan can no longer accuse us.
再来，我们再请看啊，《哥林多前书》第一章。
Let us take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章第二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 2.
第二节，保罗写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣，蒙召做圣徒的。在这里保罗称哥林多教会的同龄是这个成圣。
In verse 2, Paul writes, To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Jesus Christ. He calls them sanctified.
所以我们的身份是被称义而且成圣。
Therefore, our identity is that of one justified and that of one sanctified.
因为一个成圣的人才能够到神的面前。
Because only one who is sanctified can appear before God.
那我们知道这就是借着洗礼的功效。
And we know that This is by the power of baptism.
那我们在神的眼中啊，我们就是活的人。
And therefore, in the eyes of God, we are living people.
我们请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let us take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章二十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22.
二十二节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要啊，要复活，要活着。
For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
啊，所以我们在神的面前啊，我们是活人。
So before God, we are alive.
啊，所以哥林多后书的这个第五章就说，我们是新造的人。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it says that we are made anew.
那我们是跟神和好的人。
We are people that are in good relations with God.
We
are reconciled to God.
那这个在属灵的层面里头啊，这个都是很重要的。
In light of our spiritual life, this is all very important.
如果没有跟神和好，就是跟神为对敌。
If we are not reconciled to God, we are enemies of God.
跟神为对敌，那是一件很可怕的事情。
To be enemies of God is something to be feared.
我们请参考罗马书第五章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章第九节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 9.
第五节，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
这里说，我们被称义了，我们就可以免去神的愤怒。
Here it says, because we have been justified by God, we will not suffer his wrath.
那是靠着主耶稣的血。
And this is by the power of the blood of Christ.
那也就是靠着这个洗礼的功效。
And it is by the washing of baptism.
第十节。
Verse 10.
因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神的儿子的死，得与神和好。既已和好，就要因为他的身得救了。
For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life.
在还没有和好之前呢，我们是神的仇敌呀。
Before we were reconciled, we were enemies of God.
那是不能够得救的。
That is, we could not have been saved.
十一节。
Verse 11.
不但如此，我们既借着我主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着他得以以神为乐。
And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
跟神和好了，我们在神里头就有真正的平安跟喜乐。
After being reconciled, we will have true peace and joy in God.
这就是在主耶稣基督里头我们的身份。
And this is the identity that we have in Jesus Christ.
那在加拉太书里头啊，也说到说，那我们就成为一。
In Galatians, it mentions that we are one.
请看加拉太书第三章。
Let us turn to Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书三章二十八节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 28.
28节，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以对身份的这一个，对这件事情啊，在新约时代，我们必须要提高，提升我们的眼界。
So, regarding the matter of identity, we must broaden our perspective.
在旧约时代，他们所强调的是这个肉体上的这个以色列人亚伯拉罕的子孙。
In the Old Testament, what was being emphasized was the being of the sons of Abraham.
在新约时代，我们所要强调的是，我们是不是在主耶稣基督里头。
In the New Testament, however, what is being emphasized is, are we sons within Christ?
那这个 in Christ 哈，这个在基督里头，这个就是我们的身份的一个关键。
Being sons under in Christ, under Christ Jesus, this is the key.
在基督里头就是被称义的人。
Those in Christ are those that are justified.
在基督里头就是成圣的人。
Those that are in Christ are those that are sanctified.
在基督里头就是新造的人。
Those that are in Christ are those that are renewed.
在基督里头就是与神和好的人。
Those that are in Christ are those that are reconciled to God.
加拉太书三章二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
就是借着这个洗礼让我们归入基督就是在基督里头。
That is, through baptism, we have put on Christ.
那我们的身份也被称为是神的儿子，神的儿女。
And our identity will be called sons and daughters of Christ.
因为在二十六节下半句说，我们就穿上了基督。
Because as it says in the latter part of verse 26,
二十七节哈。
Of verse 27,
下半句话。
Have put on Christ.
我们穿上基督就是有主耶稣基督的身份。
When we have put on Christ, we will have the identity of Christ.
就是神儿女的身份。
That is the identity of being sons and daughters of Christ.
请看以弗所书第一章。
Let us take a look at Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章第五节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 5.
又因爱我们，就按着自己的意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿啊，耶稣基督的儿子的名分。
Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will.
第六节，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在爱子里所赐给我们的。
Verse 6.To the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved.
神的恩典是值得称赞的。
The mercy of God is worthy of being praised.
那在这里所说的神的恩典是什么呢？
What is the grace of God?
这里所说的恩典就是借着耶稣基督我们得着儿子的名分。
The grace of God is that... We have been saved through the name of Christ.
我们得着儿子的第五节最后说，我们得着这个我们得着儿子的名分。
As it mentions in verse 5, we have been predestined to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ.
因为是儿子，所以就能够承受产业。
Because we are sons, then we can receive the inheritance.
请看第十四节。
Let us take a look at verse 14.
说这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Here it says the Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory.
我们将来都是要得基业的。
We are all one day going to receive the inheritance.
就是天国的产业。
That is...The inheritance of the kingdom of God.
那因为我们已经成为神的儿女。
Because we have already become sons and daughters of God.
所以又将应许的圣灵来赐给我们做凭据。
So we have the Holy Spirit as proof of this.
再来，我们在灵里头有那个。 掌权啊的这一种身份。
In the spirit, we have proof of possession.
The authority.
We have the authority.
请看以弗所书第二章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章第六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
身份常常代表着一个人的责任。
Identity oftentimes represents a person's responsibilities.
这个身份常常也代表着一个人他的这个权柄。
Identity oftentimes also represents a person's authority.
所以第六节说我们跟主耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
So verse 6 records that we will be raised up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
我们在什么时候跟主耶稣基督一同复活？
When will we be raised up together with Christ?
就是在我们受洗的时候。
It is when we have been baptized.
从水里上来跟主耶稣一同复活。
As we rise from baptism, we will be raised up with Christ.
所以保罗在这里说，我们就跟主耶稣一同坐在天上。
And Paul here records, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
这个天上就是指着属灵的层面。
These heavenly places is a spiritual realm.
这个坐在天上就是在灵里头来掌权。
To sit together in heavenly places means to have authority in the heavenly realm.
来执行这个神的工作。
To do the work of God.
就好像旧约时代的祭司。
Just like the priests in the Old Testament.
就好像是在新约时代里头保罗所强调的这个新约的执事。
Just like just like the ministers that Paul mentions in the New Testament.
我们每一个人都是新约的这个执事。
We are all the ministers mentioned in the New Testament.
请看第十节。
Let us take a look at verse 10.
第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
所以保罗就说我们都是这个主耶稣基督的工作。
Here Paul says that we are all his workmanship.
是因为基督耶稣主耶稣基督而造成的而有的。
That we are created by Jesus Christ.
那叫我们去行善。
And he tells us to do good works.
让我们有权柄去执行我们的工作。
So that we may have the power to do our work.
就是能够去救人的灵魂。
That is to save the souls of others.
去引导人走在得救的道路上。
That is to lead men on the path of salvation.
这是最大的好善事，最有意义的事情。
This is the greatest good work, the most meaningful work.
我们以上所说的都是在属灵的这一个层面里头。
What we've just mentioned is in the spiritual realm.
那这个身份是永恒的，是宝贵的。
This identity is everlasting, it is precious.
那这个身份，它如何来影响到我们现在的生活？
But how does this identity affect us in our lives physically?
请看彼得前书第一章。
Let us take a look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章第二节第一节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1.
一节二节。
And verse 2.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、比推尼寄居的，就是照父神的先见被拣选的，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人，愿恩惠平安多多的加给你们。
Verse 1 and 2, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father and sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace be multiplied.
在这两节里头, 有两个跟身份有关的字眼。
In these two verses, there are two words that have to do with identity.
第一个就是第二节所说的那个被拣选。
The first word is in the second verse. It means elected.
我们是被神所拣选的。
We are the elected of Christ.
那另一个字眼就是第一节所说的，说我们是寄居的。
The next word is in verse 1. It says that we are pilgrims.
在彼得的时代的时候，这些犹太裔的以色列人，他们分散在很多的地方。In
the time of Peter, the Jews were spread throughout.
犹太裔，这个犹太人的基督徒。These
Jews, that were Christians were spread throughout.
那保罗呢说，是的，我们是寄居的。So 彼得说我们是寄居的。Oh,
so Peter said that we are pilgrims.
就是说我们可以住在任何的地方。That
is, we can live anywhere.
主耶稣安排我们住在哪里，我们就在那里居住。Wherever
Jesus sends us to go, we can live there.
那我的身份，我最重要的身份，我是神的百姓。But
our most important identity is that we are disciples of God.
所以无论在哪里，我们是神的百姓。So
no matter where we are disciples of our Lord.
无论在哪里，有神的同在，我们在那里，就可以安然的居住。No
matter where we are, as long as we have the abundance of God, we can live in peace.
那更重要的就是我们要好好的珍惜守住这个身份。
And even more importantly, we must hold on to this identity.
请看路加福音第十章。Let
us take a look at Luke chapter 10.
Often times
in our wallets, we carry our driver's license or IT cards.
那在耶稣基督里头，我们同样的，我们是有名字被记载在生命册里头。In
Jesus Christ, likewise, we have our identities recorded in the book of life.
路加福音十章二十节。Luke
chapter 10, verse 20.
二十节，然而不要因鬼服了你们欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
主耶稣告诉门徒说，不要因为你们行神迹，甚至赶鬼而来欢喜。
Jesus Christ tells his disciples to not rejoice because the spirits are subject to them.
更重要的是，你们的名字记录在天上。
But that more importantly, their names are written in heaven.
也就是启示录里头所提到的这个生命册。
And it is the same as the book of life recorded in Revelations.
请看启示录第三章。Let
us take a look at Revelations chapter 3.
启示录三章第四节。
Revelations chapter 3 verse 4.
第四节，然而在撒迪尼还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。 他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。You
have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
这里说撒迪教会有人，他们还是穿着白衣。Here
it records that those in Sardis wear white.
因为他们仍然保持着好的行为。Because
they have always kept a good actions.
第五节。
Verse 5.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他们的名。Verse
5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life.
这里主耶稣说，不将他们的名从生命册上来涂抹。
Here it mentions that the, God will not blot out their names from the book of life.
哦，所以这个名字意思也就是说，名字是有可能被涂抹的。
Therefore, this implies that names could be blotted out from the book of life.
哦，名字被涂抹了，就失去了我们刚才所说的在基督里头的身份。
Once a name has been blotted out from the book of life, it loses the identity in Christ.
哦，所以第五节说要得胜，要穿白衣。
So in verse 5, it tells us that we must overcome and we must wear the white clothing garment.
启示录二十章就讲到说，名字不在生命册上的那结局 是怎样。
In Revelations, it tells us the result of not having our names recorded in the book of life.
请看启示录二十章十五节。
Let's take a look at Revelations chapter 20, verse 15.
十五节，若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Verse 15, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
这里说名字没有在生命册上，就是扔在硫磺的火湖里。
Here it says, if a name is not found in the book of life, the person will be cast into the lake of fire.
蒙拣选，这是神的恩惠。
To give salvation, that is the grace of God.
名字能够留在生命册上，这需要神的保守。还有我们自己的努力。
To have our names preserved in the book of life, we need protection from God, and we need to strive through our own efforts.
哦，所以今天我们照着主耶稣所教导我们的，我们要提升我们的看见，我们的眼界。
So today we must broaden our horizons according to Jesus Christ.
哦，来认清楚。在耶稣基督里头，我们真正的身份是什么
？To recognize our true identity in Jesus Christ.
哦，那这个我们有没有好？我们有没有努力的来珍惜、来保守这个身份
？Have we kept our identity?
如果我们真的看重这个身份，那么我们就会知道我们的使命是什么，我们人生的目的是什么
？If we have truly paid attention to our identity, we would know our mission and our purpose.
就好像施洗约翰，他认清楚自己的身份。
Just like John the Baptist knew his identity.
哦，所以主耶稣说他比先知还大。
So Jesus said he was greater than all the prophets.
唱诗两百一十九首。
Let us sing hymn 219.